up.
It is fully accessible up to that level.
Right.
But there's no other moving space up there, it's pretty much walk up.
The idea is, we don't allow rooftop decks, but that's be on a third floor, not the, a third floor roof.
It's the roof of the second floor that the deck is on, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Which is the third floor. So the question is at this point, do, yes or no, do we require a variance for that? Yes or no?
Roger, I would argue from a zoning perspective, I mean, they've chosen not to add additional living space up there, but they easily could.
Right.
And so all they've chosen to do is have a landing up there that lets you walk out onto the deck. You know, if they wanted to put another bedroom up there, we're not, in my opinion, it's just another deck at that third floor level, it's not a roof deck.
But it's on the roof.
But it's a third floor. Isn't that what requires it?
Well, it's not on the roof, it's, there's roof above it, I mean, there's roof over out.
Right.
It's not the highest point of the building.
It's not the highest point of the building, is what we're saying.
Right, right.
Okay. But, so we need to just have a yes or no on that, and then we can move on.
When I reviewed it, I viewed that as being the third floor, even though it's just a staircase, it's a third floor. And does any of that roof go past the building? Does the roof go past the building edge? It's hard to...
Does the roof go past the building?
The roof of the deck, does it go past?
We have a requirement that if you have a third floor deck, it has to be within the building envelope.
Oh, it's absolutely within the envelope.
Okay.
So it does not exceed the principal wall?
No, it's not.
It's not, is it recessed?
It is recessed in some ways, and it's absolutely edge on the other.
Okay. So we're not going to require a variance for that piece. So is that would be, is that correct?
That's how I see it, yes.
Okay. Our engineer planner sees it that way, so we'll proceed in that method. Thank you.
You have anything else, Dan?
Please continue.
Did you talk about the HVAC location?
The air conditioner's actually up on that third level deck, and they're moving from the back behind, they're not on any rear yard or side yard, they're well on the front, and you can see that on the roof plan. We have them set back, and they have the rising wall between the two structures. So the air conditioners are back there, all the HVAC equipment is located either in the attic space or in the first floor. It is not located in the garage. So
in your opinion, will that diminish the noise to the neighbors? In your opinion, will that diminish noise to the neighbors?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, another question. Another question I have is, we talked about it last meeting a little bit in there. In looking at these walls, in the facades of the walls themselves, is there detail on them? Does it make them appear too flat and stark?
That's precisely what we're asking for the variances. We're creating bays, architectural bays,
right,
on both the sides and the front. The only flat wall really is in the back. We've even created some Juliet balconies, if you will, or just a balcony, to at least give it some kind of architectural relief.
So you're saying that your variances in the side yards are for architectural enhancement to the building and make it look more pleasing to the
side yard. And
right. Okay. And which all three, the two sides, or actually the one side and the two fronts, yes, have that?
Yes,
is that correct?
That is correct. On the front yard is technically just the second level, or
right,
the topmost level where we're actually encroaching into that 12-foot front yard off of Newark Avenue. It's in the master bathroom.
Right.
And then on the Bedford Avenue side, it is the dining room bay, it is basically the bedroom bay, and the deck are all in the solar space. And on the opposite side, it's the same thing. It's the bedroom and the dining room on the bathroom side, opposite.
And could you talk about the elevators for a second for the benefit of the elevators?
Yes, sir.
Because many plants in this area do not have elevators.
We believe elevators are better to have full access to the house. We have a lot of clients that typically need to have that elevator access. They have multi-generational families in there. Somebody had a knee replaced.
Right.
Somebody had broke a leg. They're getting on in years. The elevator is a great way to have all that access to the building. And because these are all single levels, there's no split levels, and additional stairs on each level, usually to provide better access, which allows for more year-round living for those that want to be here all year round.
Do you agree that to the benefit to the community, that if this building did not have those, as the people aged, they might have to add them, and there's no architectural space in the building, so they would try to put them in the side yards?
That is absolutely something that could definitely happen. The side yard would be easier to do because there'd be less HVAC to work around, less electrical to work around. We believe having them designed, even if they didn't put them in, it should be a series of stacked closets, so it could be retrofitted in at a later time.
Right.
Worst case scenario, we don't recommend this. I would say 85% of our clients want elevators, so we really need to put an elevator in the home.
So this provides that our side yards and front yards wouldn't be violated in the future?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions of our architect?
Just the landscaping plan.
Landscaping.
Yes, sir.
John, you want to talk about landscaping?
John had some insight on Benner Avenue, where he's concerned that we may not be able to put the trees out on the governor's strip. We might have to pull them back off the opposite side of the sidewalk because of the county line. And also, there are the high power voltage lines there, so there may be some issues with that. So we probably pull the trees back off of the governor's strip, still leave the governor's strip, but put the trees actually on the property themselves. We probably can get the four trees along the Venture Avenue frontage, for the corner lot. But then as we work ourselves around onto the Newark Avenue side, I'm getting a little concerned with trying to jam a bunch of trees along here to get two on the back of the corner, and get two on the interior lot on Ventnor as well, which is on Newark as well. Technically, there's a telephone pole right here too, so I would think it makes a little bit more sense to either shift the trees down. And Roger, I don't know how you guys feel about how close you want to put a tree to a telephone pole. Normally, we like to stay 15 feet away.
Right.
And then you want to be a little bit away from a driveway, so I'm wondering if it makes more sense to put pretty much one tree on the front edge of the interior lot, with much of landscaping, and then one tree on the corner, again, because you're talking about 30-foot frontage. In other towns, they want to be 25 to 30 feet away from another tree, mm-hmm. so not each other. But again, I'll jam all the trees you want on here.
That's something on the floor, the board members. What about in that area, the use of dwarf trees? In that area, would that have a...
My concern is in the right way, a lot of times most of the branches are about 7 feet, so it's
right.
I think where they're putting it will be more room to have normal trees. I do agree with two on Newark and maybe two on Ventnor.
Right. I think we get two. We might be able to get three on here. I think it needs to be pulled off of the
I think right two will be all right, because you have that center entrance there.
Correct. Yeah. Potentially two here and here. But that way the county, because we might get the approval, but then the county might say you can't get three there. So better to know that we can put the trees on our property and can ship them back. That's one of the common strategies.
Yeah.
But absolutely, we'll rev up even more later as well. And again, probably have some more species.
So we could, if the county says something, we could have an alternative to put the trees on the other side of the sidewalk.
Well, it wouldn't be there right away, so yeah. I would hope that we wouldn't really have much of a sale.
Right.
And we're on our property.
Okay.
It's not that the county really can't regulate that.
That's something that can be worked out with our engineer.
Yes, sir.
John, real quick, we've put a street tree in the county right away for many, many years, but I just so happen to have two pending projects right now where they're starting to take a position that they don't want anything in their right of way, basically, other than a governor's strip or sidewalk or curb. So you're probably going to be hearing this a little more and more as applications come forward to have county frontage. Because as you know, for many years we did street trees on Ventnor Avenue, but I think they had some recent cases or something that have kind of changed their attitude toward it. They went nothing in their right of way that isn't just the same as site improvement. So I think a good alternative, as we've already described, is to still give it to you. It's not going to be
which should be fine,
Yeah. Because
we've had them planted in the city for years that way.
I don't think it's negative at all.
It doesn't matter, it's just something that you're going to
when you have a building, especially like an existing building, for example, on Ventnor Avenue, it might be right up on the avenue, right up on the property line. The ability to give street trees is going to be, it's getting harder and harder along the Norman County right-of-way. But in this case, we still have room to increase.
So their right-of-way goes all the way to the property line?
Correct.
So we could be essentially right on the property line?
Right.
And still?
With the trees.
With the trees.
Yeah, it would be.
It looks like there's 5 feet there.
Yeah.
To the property line.
This is it, yeah, the trees are right in.
John, I have a question for you. On the same side of Newark Avenue, there's a property adjacent to this going toward the ocean. Is that a, an attached single-family property as well? I don't know if any, we looked at it today.
It's separate, it's a duplex, yeah.
It's a duplex, it's a side-by-side.
Attached double, yeah, so.
But is it a duplex or attached? Is it?
It's got, shares a wall.
Right. Is that attached?
The one east.
Okay, yeah, the building come back, yeah, I'm 99% sure it's attached single. If you look at your taxes, you see it's at lot 01, lot 02.
I believe it's about 8 feet off the property line. There's 8 feet between the property line and the side, and that other building. Because I remember, seem to remember when we looked at this, the by right subdivision, we looked at that as a factor.
Are you saying they got a step back here?
Yeah.
No, it's got about four. I saw, I was on it today, I was walking on it. It's got about 4 feet.
I remember.
It's maybe four, I measured it. It's about 4 feet.
Was it?
No.
And,
It could be about 3.5 to 4 feet off.
But I would agree with that.
And it does look good, but the downspout's running out of the property.
Right.
That's enforced.
So we'll have a landscape plan with four trees.
Right. All right. Any members of?
Yeah.
Have any questions?
I do.
Please.
What's concerning to me is the relief you're asking on Ventnor Avenue. You're bringing it out considerably. I don't know how that benefits the neighborhood or the city or just the density. And, I mean, it's already, the existing building, which I know is not going to be there, it's already too far out. And now we're looking at even more. You're going from 10.96 to 9.9. That's a lot. And that really does not make me happy.
I can take that, or John can take that, but this is actually a transition point. Right from this R7, we started getting more commercial use as we had more.
I understand.
And everything's right out, literally on the property line.
I know.
So this is kind of a truncation. If you look across the street, all the houses on that side, again, are right up against the front property line, closer than what we're even proposing.
Yeah.
So to me, it actually is consistent with the neighborhood. We do have the ability of the houses behind us, is it a vacant lot next to it, which obviously changes it a little bit. But at the same time, this whole, the other opposite side of the street, and again, as you had more.
I hear what you're saying, but you're still asking for that relief, and I think it's a lot.
Well, actually, that's to the bump out. It's 11.09 feet to the main house.
Yeah.
And actually, if those bump outs weren't there and this wasn't on the corner, the condition would be, you'd meet all the conditions.
But then with the porch.
We requested that architectural relief.
The setback on that, the small, the center part, that was purely for architectural relief.
Right, and the board requested it.
And then we're at 11, with the 1 foot, officially you can't see the difference between 11 and 12, otherwise. So we did it because what we were told is that the idea on a side of the house is not to make it look like the side of the house.
Right, right.
Yes, we can make it to 11, but we think we're losing a lot of character. We think that is a benefit to the city. And as Andrew pointed out, you look right across the street, you work in Ventnor, it's a zero setback. So it is a transitional piece, the use permit, the coverage is under, the height is 5 feet under. When you look at the whole package, not that we have to look at on a variance, is it overall a benefit? We think it is, and again, these are conditional use standards, which are different than a normal.
I understand all that, thank you.
Okay.
20 feet from the street.
Well, we're done, Mr. Chairman, and members of the board, thank you for your time and attention.
This is, this is...
Okay.
An illusion, but it's close.
At this time, like, is any, does the board have any questions of the applicant? If not, I want to open up to the public. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to comment on this application? I see no requests, I hear no requests, so the public portion is now closed. Now, do you have any rebuttal to that public?
Oh, I have nothing further to say. I think we, I think it would just be repetitive, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Roger, we'd like to have your report put into the record, please. And have you read Mr. McLaren's report? Nick, have you and your professionals read Mr. McLaren's report?
Yeah, I think we're fine with everything, John.
Yeah.
No, it's acceptable.
Okay. Okay. Please, Roger, could you put your report into the record, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. It's a revision to the report originally written January 20th. Based on the application is 6900 Vetner PKPZ LLC, 6900 Vetner Avenue, Block 78, Lot 12, C variances and D variance, minor subdivision, located in the R7 Single Family Residential Zone. Hardship variance because it is on a corner, they're fighting two separate front yard setback requirements, substantial benefit variance, and a conditional use variance. Materials reviewed on the bottom of page one. Plans reviewed, just received those last week, they're on page two. Project description, as everyone knows, I just want to point out that this originally came in as a by right subdivision. It was reviewed as a by right subdivision and approved as this by right subdivision. However, the front yard setback in Vetner Avenue couldn't be made, so I told them to just come in here and ask for everything that you need, because I think this application, this type of building is the best suitable building for this site, in my professional opinion. So page two is the use variance, conditional use variance required for both lots. Again, they have reduced quite a bit of these variances, front yard setback variance on Vetner Avenue, as well as front yard for Newark Avenue, are the remaining variances, as well as the right side setback. Again, that's to the bump out, otherwise they fully comply. One of the requirements for attached single family zone or homes in the R7 zone is they have to be symmetrical, so if you have a bump out on the right, you have to have one on the left. And I think they meet that, and they demonstrated the ability to comply with the zoning ordinance as best as possible. So the variances are as follows, one is the use variance for a conditional, and again, if this was not on a corner property, they would meet the conditions. Front yard setback to the building on proposed Lot A, Vetner Avenue was 12 feet as minimum, front yard setback, 10.96 feet exist and 9.09 feet is proposed. Front yard setback to the building, proposed Lot A, Newark Avenue, 12 feet is a minimum, 20.87 exists and 10.57 feet is proposed. Front yard setback, same thing for the Lot B, 12 feet's required, 20.87 exists and 10.57 is proposed. Front yard setback to the porches and decks, again, they did push these back, 7 feet's required and 5 feet is proposed. And the side yard setback, again, if you're facing the building, it's on the left, proposed Lot B, whereas 8 feet is a minimum side yard setback. 8 feet is being met for majority of the building, however, that bump out is 6.08 feet requiring a variance because it is from floor to ceiling on that. Waiver of a landscape plan, however, they are going to provide a landscape plan as part of the approved site plan or subdivision plan. And I show, I demonstrate what the requirements are for the use variance, the conditional use, and I believe that we agreed that the two trees on Vetner Avenue are allowed to be behind the sidewalk as well as to avoid utilities and conflicts. On Newark Avenue, just require two there instead of the four, and the lot widths are 31.5 feet and 34.5 feet. So I think that's a workable solution. Additional height is permitted because of the height of the garage and the parking below. Again, they are exceeding the parking requirements by one space each. And again, I discussed the symmetry. All mechanical equipment requirements are being met. All provisions of the title recordation law shall be met, NJSA 46:26B-1 shall be met. Again, that will be from John's office. Again, they have to submit to the Atlantic County approval. And any comments from the county, I doubt there will be any substantial changes made to this plan from the county, other than and avoiding their the potential of the tree conflict. And I know why they're doing that, and it's not making everybody happy, but that's what happens. So the rear yard setbacks are now being met. That variance was eliminated. Deck encroachment setbacks along Oak Avenue are being met. The lot areas have been revised by a minor revision to the lot line widths. So you made one lot a little bit bigger, one a little bit smaller, but the corner lot's still 3 feet wider than the interior lot. Again, that's, in my opinion, that's good planning, making the corner lot larger. And although I list all the minor subdivision requirements, and they will be met. And that concludes my report.
Are you in acceptance of that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Are you complete?
We are complete, yeah.
Okay. Members of the board, do you have any questions of the applicant or our professionals? If not, Leo, could you please frame a motion, please?
Yeah. Just real quick in my notes, I just had a, we probably got rid of many of these, but I had some conditions written down from like the last meeting. You're going to confirm the lot numbers with the tax assessor to the extent you haven't already. Had something about mirrors in the driveway. Is that you lengthened the driveway now, so I think that doesn't need to be there. Like something like back out mirrors that we talked about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever the board's pleasure.
I just, you think that's necessary, John?
I think the mirrors would be too far in to really be of any service.
How far would the mirrors be in from the from the street? From the sidewalk. John, how far would the building in from the sidewalk?
Well, so a vehicle, I mean, it's pretty standard layout at this point. It's making a driveway coming on the local street. So, I mean, it's no different than a driveway on any other street in that area at this point. I'm not sure that requiring mirrors is really necessary any longer. But to answer your question, I mean, the driveway is 18 feet from the property line, and the back sidewalk is probably another 3 feet from there, so you're 20 or 21 feet from the garage door to the back sidewalk.
That's not applicable for mirrors.
Okay.
That's all open at grade, so.
It's all open.
Right.
Good enough.
That would not be applicable. Is it, in your opinion, is that applicable for mirrors?
No, we've only requested mirrors when the building line has been at the right of way or the sidewalk. Right.
So.
All right. And then I just had a note that the plans will show 3 compliant spaces, which I think they now do.
They do, yes.
And then the room on the first floor just relabeled as office, which
I think it has been.
That's yes. All right. So that being said, it's there's the minor site plan approval to create the 2 new lots, and then what they need is a conditional use approval, which does require 5 votes. But as Mr. Talvacki explained, it's not a D use variance, a D1 use variance. For instance, commercial use in a residential district, that would require what's called a D1 use variance, much higher standard. This is a conditional use standard, which says the use is allowed as long as you meet the certain conditions pertaining to setbacks and things like that. And then if you deviate from them, which they are, the test is essentially whether the lot can still accommodate the use with the deviations requested. So it's a much lower standard. And the conditional use deviations are the following: the front yard setback to the building on Ventnor Avenue for both lot A and lot, or for lot A, 12 feet required and 9.09 feet proposed. Front yard setback for lot A on Newark Avenue, 12 feet required. 12 feet and 10.57 is proposed. Front yard setback to the house on lot B to Newark, 12 feet required, 10.57 is proposed. And a front yard setback to the porches and the decks on Ventnor Avenue for lot A, 7 feet required, 5 feet proposed. And then finally the side yard setback to lot B, 8 is the setback requirement, 6.08 feet is proposed. There is a landscaping waiver, but they'll submit a plan to Roger, I said, showing
two street trees, two on Newark, two on Ventnor, but the ones on Ventnor can be on the actual property, they don't have to be in the governor strip. There is a governor strip on Ventnor Avenue, is there one on Newark? No, no governor strip on Newark.
No.
And then, the other conditions, subject to outside approvals, Atlantic County, whatever else you might need, anything else in Roger's report, and then, any representations made by the applicant during the course of the hearing.
Mr. Chairman, I would just make a technical comment, housekeeping. The exhibits we presented tonight, Mr. Manos, are the same as in our supplemental application, so I don't know if you need to mark them, they're deemed to be part of the record anyway, there's no changes.
I don't think so, unless you want them specifically marked.
And I just wanted to point out, the setback on Ventnor is...
Most of 11.06, only the bump out.
The bump out's at 9.09, but the rest is at 11, a little more.
A little over 11, and same thing with the size, it actually conforms 8 feet for substantial part, and then it's only the bump out where it does not conform.
Gotcha.
So I thought we were gonna do a governor strip on Newark Avenue, there's one there now.
What are we doing with Newark Avenue governor strip, John, or Andrew?
We weren't sure about that, I mean, there are some small areas that we can do them. They're
really
small, but
they're
driveways.
Okay.
All right, so no.
There'll be a governor's strip on Newark Avenue.
Yeah, I think we're happy to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's, we'll need a motion and a second.
Do you have to restate that, or are you good? Does everyone understand what is being proposed? Should it be restated for you? Restate it, please.
Okay, so that's a minor site plan approval, and then the following deviations for the conditional three, the conditional use variance relief. Front yard setback for lot A to Ventnor Avenue, they're at 9.09 feet to the bump out, but about 11.06 feet to the house, 12 feet to the requirement. Front yard setback to the building, the proposed lot A along Newark Avenue, 12 feet required, they're 10.57 feet. Front yard setback to the building on lot B along Newark Avenue, again 12 feet required, 10.57 feet proposed. Front yard setback, porches and decks, proposed lot A along Ventnor Avenue, they're 7 feet required, 5 feet proposed. And then a side yard setback for lot B, the majority is at the required 8 feet, but there's a bump out at 6.08 feet, so that requires a variance for that bump out. And again, the conditions, they'll confirm the tax, the lot numbers with the assessor, subject to any outside approval, subject to anything in Mr. McLaren's report, subject to any representations made by the applicant during the course of the hearing, and then they'll submit a landscaping plan to be approved in Mr. McLaren's discretion. They'll have governor strips on both Newark and Ventnor, two street trees on each street, but the street trees on Ventnor can be on the property.
Yes. And Mr. Manos, subdivision approval.
Yeah, I think I said
site plan.
Minor subdivision approval to create the two lots.
Okay. All right. We have a motion and a second, please.
I'll make the motion.
And a second?
Second.
Okay. Have a roll call vote. State your reasons, please.
Jay Cook.
I'm going to vote in favor of this application. First of all, I'm going to go to the developmental pattern. This property is in a transitional developmental pattern with about three different patterns, of which are all primary and surrounding this whole thing, which are actually less than what is being proposed here. There is a, next to the property, there is an attached property, single family property similar to this, already built. There's commercial property on one side, other properties are next to it on Ventnor Avenue, and across the way, they have much lesser setbacks. So this property is actually an increase to much of what is being developed there. Secondly, the variances and many of them that go through are going to enhancement or encroachment or of the aesthetic value of the property are not for the entire wall but only portions of the wall, making it more diminutive make the property appear much more, we'll say, lively and pleasant to the view. The developmental pattern, we did that already. The adjustment of the adjacent single family property The current situation is the garage that exists on that property right now is at zero lot line, is right up on the property itself, and is, and actually the runoff just, runoff goes in between those two properties. That will be changed and also enhanced as well. You can't actually employ the use of narrowness, shallowness, and so on going through, but because it's a corner lot, there are certain demands on the corner, and typically we have asked our applicants to increase the size of the corner lot and take a little bit out of the interior lot. We've done that on numerous applications. This is being done here. The width, you have to take note of the width of the properties themselves, the living area. They're 23 feet. We see properties in many of these cases at 17 feet, some at 16, some at 18. These are livable, decent sizes that are being put together. So with that, and then you add the decks, and then you add all the accoutrements that go with managing noise and compatibility to the neighborhood, I say this is a good plan, and it's workable, and it strives to give an example of what we can do. The lots themselves are legal size lots, so we're not dealing with undersized lots at all. We're trying to deal with what has, but deal with the logistics of the location itself. So with that, I feel this does conform to our master plan, and it does advance what we're trying to do in the city, and it does not contribute to density. And in fact, it allows, our ordinance allows this density to occur. So by design, it's already there. So I vote yes.
Roman Zabiec.
I also vote in favor of the application. The proposal is consistent with the intent of the ordinance. The proposal is also consistent with the development on the street. There are other attached houses. Because it's a corner lot, it generated variances that would not have happened if it wasn't located on the corner. Because it is on the corner, there is significant right-of-way setbacks created, so the structures will not be that close to the street. The appearances, we're basically dealing with variances for the property line, which makes it look like it's very on the street. It's not. It's going to be, I think, an improvement to the neighborhood. Obviously, it's going to be a better development than what's there now. That building really is awful. I think some of the trees that are there now, I'm going to miss not being there, because I do walk by there quite often. But overall, I think it's consistent with what is being intended and will be an improvement to the street.
Lorraine Salata. I do see value to this plan, excuse me, and I appreciate the fact that you've redone it and eliminated so many other variances. And I understand because of the location, it does serve more or less the transitional piece there. I like the fact that you have provided more parking. You're under on your lot coverage, which is extremely important to me. And I do think it will fit in with the neighborhood. I did have some concerns, obviously, with it coming out onto Ventnor Avenue, but I'm trying to look at the positive and not the negative. So I will vote in favor of it.
Thank you.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. I think this going back and they reworked it and removed the side of the variances needed. And I think that the Ventnor Avenue side needs that knocked out. It's a place that up. We've got 76 feet on there. And it's, it needed something. And I like the open space around it, the green. The governor strips on both sides, and in the spirit of our master plan, okay, these are economic components and the other components, and it's an improvement from what's there now, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Mike Wiesen.
I'm also going to vote in favor. I agree with all the comments from our members, but anytime you can get better, why not get better? So I'm voting in favor for a better use.
Thank you.
Peter Taco?
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application. I feel that it's consistent with the intent of the master plan. There are five variances, but I think they're driven by the fact that it's a corner lot, and I think that the applicant has made a great effort to reduce the amount of variances, and I think it will be a good project for the area.
Thank you.
Tim Coop.
So when this came in last month, I was a pretty hard no. It felt too big for the spot, and it was felt like a square peg going into a round hole. When I saw the revisions, I thought it was better, but I was reluctant coming in today. But I will say, I mean, I appreciate the green space and the changes, and I also appreciate learning a little bit more on the standard for the deviations for a conditional use. And so when I take that and the overall use of what the property is, I will also be a yes on this.
Thank you.
You're complete. You are approved. And gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all for attempting to work with the city and come up with revisions to your plan and make it more and make it that much more palatable and that more better for the city itself. So thank you for your listening to the board.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening, everyone.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. Members, is there any discussion that you'd like to bring before the board? If not, may I have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
We are adjourned.
All right.